Most of the counterfeit products were displayed by street vendors who usually work for Asian and Chinese traders for a commission. They always look towards this Christmas season because that's when their sales pick up. Some were willing to pay about $30 in bribes to Kampala City Council law enforcement officers to get temporary shelters where they could display their merchandise. But shopkeepers in the sprawling shopping malls and arcades consider street vendors as business rivals. They say they draw customers away from their shops and towards the attractively displayed and relatively cheaper counterfeit goods on the streets. Paul Dumba sells new women's clothing at the Mkwano shopping arcade, but he was unhappy that profits from Christmas sales were being choked by the cheaper and counterfeit product being sold by the street vendors.
People don't have money. We have the street vendors have displayed property all around the roads. People are not entering the arcades. Some of us may wind up the season without even putting even 0.3 or 0.2 on the account.
Similar complaints have been raised by the businesswomen around Lumu Street, where they sell the local traditional wear, the Busuti materials. They say their market has been flooded with fake silk materials, which are being sold at a fraction of their true cost. While the price of the original silk is about $90 per meter, some duplicates go for as low as $6 per meter. But several shoppers chased cheaper deals that were readily available through the street vendors. Some shoppers say that it's easier to negotiate a price reduction with the street vendor than a shopkeeper.
I've bought the second-hand, let's say, Italian or British shoes, which are good quality, and you find that these qualities go for an affordable amount of money for an average Ugandan.
The Ugandan National Bureau of Standards issued a consumer alert about the circulation of fake products on the market. Deus Mubangzi, the head of quality control for the Bureau, says the standards body is tracking so-called risk products, such as food, clothing and electrical gadgets, to ensure that buyers are not duped into buying counterfeits.
If one has examined a particular dress or shirt or trouser that they want to buy, they should either take the one they have examined, or if an alternative is provided that it's packed, then that needs to be unpacked and checked before one leaves the shop. Because otherwise you might end up having a completely different product from the one you have examined.
Currently, the Ugandan National Bureau of Standards cannot prosecute a manufacturer whose products are not standardized. Mubangzi says the Bureau plans to strengthen its quality control measures to control the circulation of counterfeit products on the Ugandan market. Some of the control measures include border surveys for imported goods, factory inspection, product certification, and market surveillance.
We have a problem of products which do not have standards. Our basis for taking action on those products is standards. There must be a Uganda standard, which Uganda standard is compulsory. If it is compulsory, it is like a law. But then you come across a product which doesn't have a standard, now which means it is not within the law. So taking action becomes difficult.
Traders are concerned that the uncontrolled rollout of counterfeit products on the Ugandan market could threaten the sales and profits of original designer products. For VOA Africa, this is Makwin Birungi in Kampala, Uganda. Sharia kwa tamka ya mtambara, sharia kwa tamka ya mtambara.